Place it comfortably. So good evening, everyone. As many as you know and have experience, we've just come back from doing a one-week session or retreat, which was a wonderful session, thanks to everyone involved. And there were many themes that we covered during the Dharma talks, and there was around no self and identity and impermanence and emptiness and death. But one of the last topics I briefly mentioned at the end on the last day was about friendship, and I thought it would be useful to say a little bit more about that again. And also to, after doing a week of Dharma talks, I'm a bit weary about giving Dharma talks. So I find it a bit hard on this first week back to come up with another Dharma talk. So it helps me just to go over something. But I think it's very useful to share it with everyone again outside of session. But on the theme of friendship, the Buddha had something very interesting to say about it. And one day he was sitting somewhere in a temple or a house on a seat, and Ananda, who was one of his senior students, who was actually a cousin of the Buddha as well, came up and sat down beside him. And he said to the Buddha, "Half the spiritual life is friendship." And the Buddha replied, "Not so, Ananda. The whole of the spiritual life is friendship." What a remarkable response, isn't it? What a wonderful response. And when you consider that, this practice is about cultivating wisdom and compassion and kindness and so on, then friendship really is a simple everyday word that manifests all of that. Mm-hmm. And in many ways, cultivating friendship is, like I said in the beginning of meditation, you cultivate being friends with yourself and all aspects of yourself. And then as you do that, it just spontaneously starts to manifest as being friends with everything, being friends with all beings. And this is also what the Buddha said about the characteristics of a good friend. They do what is hard to do. They give what is hard to give. They endure what is hard to endure. They tell you their secrets. They keep your secrets. They don't abandon you in times of trouble. And when we translate that into modern psychological language or therapeutic language to perhaps make more sense of it or resonate, more, interesting, he says, they tell you their secrets. In other words, they are vulnerable with you. They trust you enough to give you their secrets. They're sharing, that's self-disclosure, we would perhaps call it in couple therapy. So this willingness to share one's vulnerability with someone who's going to hold that vulnerability for you. Mm-hmm. And they keep your secrets. So again, to use psychological language, they've got really good boundaries. Uh-huh. Doesn't leak out to someone else. They keep things confidential that need to be maintained as being confidential. They don't abandon you in times of trouble. They don't look down on you in times of loss. And another interesting one, they are a counsellor to you. They keep you from doing harm and tell you if you are causing harm. So again, in modern language, a good friend is someone who'll challenge you at times, and there's someone who'll give you constructive feedback about how you're going, and that's such an important aspect of friendship too, not just being superficially nice all the time, but willing to put your friendship on the line, I guess, for the best of reasons. They don't delight in your misfortune, and they delight in your good fortune. Mm-hmm. And we could say, if we extend, if we think of that in terms of they're the qualities that go into cultivating good friendships, they're also the same qualities that go into cultivating good marriages, you know, or good long-term relationships, or even parenting relationships, you know, and collegial relationships as well. They really apply to all relationships. As a way of ending this brief talk, years ago when we lived in Tasmania, I used to have a segment on a radio program on the ABC where there was a host, and I was on maybe for half an hour, and we would have an arranged topic. I used to be the director of Relationships Australia down there, so it was in that context that they invited me on. We did it for maybe a year, and so I would have a pre-arranged topic on relationships that I'd talk about for a few minutes, and then we'd have talkback radio. And you get questions out of left field when you go on these things that you're not expecting, you know. And so one of the questions the woman who was the host asked me, said, have you got any advice for all the girls out there, all the women out there who are trying to find Mr. Right? And I gave a response which I don't think was very edifying, but I thought it was true. I said, well, the way to find Mr. Right is to work on yourself. But isn't it so funny, you know, we often think about, you know, I need to find some good friends, you know, I need to find Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, you know, the perfect partner for me. But in a sense, a lot of that is outside of our control, really, isn't it? You know, it's up to good luck and fate and so on. But really, what is within our capacity is to become a good partner, you know, and to become a good friend. So really, when we look at this from a practice point of view, our practice is to become a good friend. Mm-hmm. That's really, like the Buddha said, this is 100% of the spiritual life. It is our practice to be a good friend. Mm-hmm. And then if we are a good friend, well, karma being what it is we'll probably create good friendships with other people, where there's a mutuality between people. And one of the aspects of a good friendship is another modern word we use these days, is reciprocity. So a good friendship is not, I give to you all of the time and you just receive and you don't give anything back. In a good friendship, there is a mutual giving and receiving that takes place. And when we're in relationships where it's just all giving all the time, which a lot of spiritual people think that's an ideal that they've got to live up to, you've just got to give, 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 those relationships aren't sustainable. In fact, they're not good for anyone. They're not good for the person who's taking all the time, because they never really grow. You know? And so good friendships are also reciprocal relationships. And if you consider those kind of relationships that maybe all of us or some of us experience sometime, where you do all the listening nearly and the other person does all the talking, not sustainable, not good for either person. And so cultivating those reciprocal relationships is very much a part of developing good friendships, because that's the way nature works. Nature is reciprocal. You know, the trees give off oxygen and we breathe the oxygen and we breathe off carbon dioxide, and all the vegetation absorbs the carbon dioxide. That's the symbiosis, is the word we use to describe the natural order of things. Mm-hmm.